Music Greg Mike is donating $10 to Northwest Harvest. And for each year's homeway, Heart Services will donate $100 to the Wounded Warriors Project. To all of our partners, thank you for your commitment to our city. City Hall, place your seven on the square, number 20, Carol Day. Batting second, left fielder, number 2, Patrick Wade. Batting third, first baseman, number 6, Joel Poso. Batting fourth, they get here, number 21, Tyler Silverstrom. Batting fifth, center fielder, number 8, Max Schumann. Batting sixth, the designated hitter, number 51, Anthony Quartz. Batting seventh, ninth, playing right field, break number 1, that's Connor Campbell. Batting eighth, second baseman, number 3, Logan Davidson. And batting ninth, third baseman, number 23, Brett Merrill. John Fisher for the game here tonight is a right-hander, number 27, Joe Boyle.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Rainiers host the Las Vegas Aviators, the Oakland A's AAA affiliate. It is game 4 of a 6-game series. Vegas won the first 2 games of this series, and that extended Tacoma's little losing streak to 3 straight games, and that streak ended yesterday as Tacoma bounced back with a victory, beating Las Vegas 5-1. Getting great pitching from Tommy Malone in the bullpen, and the Rainiers have picked up some ground in the standings with the win yesterday. Tacoma is just 2 games out of first place in the second half standings, 2 games behind first place Round Rock. But these are big head-to-head games with Vegas because Vegas is actually in between Tacoma and Round Rock in the standings, 1 game ahead of the Rainiers and 1 game behind Round Rock. So the Rainiers would like to get some head-to-head wins against Vegas here during this 6-game home series. Dropped the first 2 games, but bounced back with a victory yesterday. On the mound for the Rainiers today, left-hander Logan Allen. Allen is 2-0 with a 2.57 ERA in 28 innings for Tacoma. Vegas is going to start right-hander Joe Boyle, an Oakland A's pitching prospect who is making his AAA debut today. They just recently traded for him at the trade deadline from the Cincinnati Reds. He originally went to AA Midland, made a couple starts there, and now is making his AAA debut for Vegas today. So it's Joe Boyle on the mound for the Aviators and Logan Allen for the Rainiers. Should be a good one today. The Rainiers played a good one last night. We'll look back at last night's Rainiers victory when our pregame show continues after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
The Tacoma Red Deers taking on Las Vegas tonight, game four of this six-game series. Red Deers looking to even up the series with a victory tonight. They won yesterday 5-1. Tommy Malone went six innings, allowed just two hits and one run. He got the win. The bullpen of Eduard Pizzardo, Steven Kolek, and Riley O'Brien closed it out. Tacoma's bats had been kind of slumbering, but they awakened a bit yesterday. Tacoma had 10 hits in the game last night, scored five runs. Sam Haggerty at the top of the order was 3-for-5 with a double and a run scored. And Pedro Severino in the number nine spot had two hits, including the two-out RBI single in the fourth inning that brought in the go-ahead run. So a good day for the Red Deers. Yesterday they beat Vegas 5-1, and they're going to try to make it back-to-back victories here tonight. We'll take a look at the starting lineups in tonight's game when we come back in a moment.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Tacoma hosting Las Vegas tonight in the fourth game of this series, and we'll take a look now at the starting lineups in tonight's contest. First, for the visiting Las Vegas Aviators, who have a record of 63 wins and 59 losses, they are the Oakland A's AAA club. Their manager is Fran Reardon. Leading off for Vegas, playing shortstop, is Darryl Hernandez. Batting second, the left fielder Tyler Wade. Hitting third, first baseman Yoel Pozo. In the cleanup spot doing the catcher is Tyler Soderstrom. Batting fifth, center fielder Max Schumann. Hitting sixth, the designated hitter J.J. Schwartz. Connor Capel bats seventh. He's in right field. Hitting eighth, the second baseman Logan Davidson. And batting ninth, the third baseman Brad Harris. On the mound, Joe Boyle. Boyle in his AAA debut. Well, the Red Deers are 65 and 58 this year. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. He's leading off with Sam Haggerty. Haggerty is in center field. Batting second, the right fielder Zach Deloach. Hitting third is shortstop Ryan Bliss. In the cleanup spot, the left fielder Taylor Trammell. Batting fifth and playing first base is Jake Schiner. Robbie Tenorowicz will hit sixth. He's the designated hitter. Batting seventh and doing the catching is Pedro Severino. Hitting eighth, second baseman Riley Unruh. And batting ninth, the third baseman Mike Salvatore. On the mound for the Red Deers, Logan Allen. Allen's 2-0 with a 2.57 ERA. Our umpires behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is the crew chief, Jonathan Parra. At first base is Austin Jones, and over at third it's Jen Powell. It's Tacoma and Las Vegas in game four of this series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch in the start of tonight's game right after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Tacoma Power customers, your vote is needed. Tell us which organization should win Tacoma Power's annual Evergreen Options $50,000 grant to help buy and install a renewable energy project. Grants are made possible by Tacoma Power's business and residential customers who voluntarily participate in Evergreen Options. Cast your vote now at mytpu.org. Voting remains open until 5 p.m. on Thursday, August 31st.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Las Vegas Aviators. And on the mound is the lefty Logan Allen, and he's ready to go to work. Daryl Hernandez stands in. First pitch of the game is poured in there for a strike, and we are underway. Red Ears wearing their purple jerseys today. It's Paint the Park Purple Night here at Cheney Stadium in conjunction with the University of Washington Tacoma. Here's a pitch up and away to Hernandez, and the count's even 1-1. Logan Allen making the start here for Tacoma. It's his 5th start for the Red Ears, and here's a grounder to second, fielded by Riley Unroe. He throws out Hernandez. One man is out at the top of the first inning. So Daryl Hernandez grounds out to second baseman Riley Unroe. 3 pitches, 1 out in the top of the first, and now Tyler Wade will be the batter. Allen began the year in the Rockies organization, was pitching in relief for Albuquerque. Parted ways with them midseason. The Mariners picked him up and signed him to Tacoma. After a couple of relief outings, they've moved him into the rotation. And Allen's done a nice job since joining the Rainiers. Here's his first pitch to Wade, and it's in there for a strike. In 28 innings, he's allowed just 23 hits, has struck out 28 and walked 19, has a 2.57 ERA. 0-1 pitch is swung on, grounded to first base. That's fielded by Shiner, and he takes it to the bag for out number two. So very quickly, two outs here on grounders in the infield. And now Yoel Pozo will be the hitter. Pozo playing first base for the Aviators today. Right-hand hitter swings a strong bat, hitting 322 with a dozen homers and 60 runs batted in 68 games. The pitch from Allen is on its way, and it is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Logan Allen, 26 years old, from Florida. Originally drafted out of high school by the Red Sox in 2015. Now a pitch is roped foul down the left field line. That'll go towards the party decks. So 0-2 the count to Yoel Pozo. Here's the pitch, and it is up high, a check swing, and he held up in time. 1-2. Allen working with Severino behind the plate. Rainier's infield is Shiner at first, Unroh at second, Bliss at short, and Salvatore at third. 1-2 pitch is hit well towards left field. This is deep. Back is Trammell at the fence, but it is gone. Yoel Pozo lifts a homer to left field, his 13th of the year, and Vegas is on the board at the top of the first inning as Pozo connects to left field here at Cheney Stadium. So a solo shot puts the Aviators on the board. And for Logan Allen, that's only the third homer he's allowed since joining the Rainiers. Now Tyler Soderstrom will be the batter. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Allen set. Here comes the 1-0 pitch on its way. And it is a slider for a strike. We're using the automated ball strike challenge system today. That means our home plate umpire, Jonathan Parra, is calling the pitches, and the players can challenge a call. So here's the pitch in for a strike, and if there is a challenge, they go to the automated system to determine if the pitch was a ball or a strike, and that becomes the final verdict. But once a team is wrong on three challenges, they're out for the remainder of the game. 1-2 pitch is hit in the air to right. This is struck pretty well. Deloach back, and he makes the catch, and there's the final out of the inning. Soderstrom flies to right. That ends the top of the first, but Vegas is on the board, having gotten a homer from Pozo. One run on one hit, no errors, and no one left. We go to the bottom of the first. It is Las Vegas 1, Tacoma coming to the plate.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Oh, Vegas scored a run at the top of the first on a Yoel Pozo homer, and now the Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Sam Haggerty will get things started for the Red Ears, who are facing Joe Boyle, who is making his AAA debut. Boyle, big guy, 6'7" righty, 240 pounds. Recently turned 24 years old. He was the Cincinnati Reds' fifth-round draft pick in 2020 coming out of Notre Dame. And was traded on July 31st of this season to the A's for the Major League reliever Sam Maul. Here's his first pitch to Haggerty. It's hit hard on the ground right to short. Hernandez juggles it, picks it up, throws to first in time for the out. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the first inning. Well, Haggerty stroked that ball, hit it very hard, but right at the shortstop. One down, and now Zach Deloach will be the hitter. He's batting 286 with 18 homers and a 389 on base percentage. And the pitch is outside and high for a ball, 1-0. Boyle has huge strikeout totals in the lower minor leagues. So there's a fastball in for a strike. And he's bringing heat right away, 100 miles per hour. So second straight game that Vegas has had a starting pitcher hitting triple digits on the radar gun. Yesterday was Mason Miller. There's a 101 on the next pitch up and away. So two balls, one strike to Deloach. And the 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. 99 mile per hour fastball, 2-2. This heat leads to strikeouts. Boyle this year has 150 strikeouts and 101 innings pitched, all at the AA level. Deloach calls time and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. He can be wild. He has walked 82 in 101 innings. That's a lot of walks for a starting pitcher especially. But he doesn't allow many hits or homers. 2-2 pitch, up high, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Boyle's ready. Here comes the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. And that is the second out here in the first inning. Probably would have been ball four, but Deloach went after that pitch, and he ends up striking out. So two down. And now Ryan Bliss will be the hitter. Bliss hitting 217 in 20 games for Tacoma with two homers. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Boyle working with Tyler Soderstrom behind the plate. Now the pitch is a breaking ball over for a called strike. 0-2. These breaking pitches Boyle is throwing look like sliders, but the pitch tracking system is calling them cutters, so I guess we'll go with that. 0-2 pitch is a swing and a foul back, and it's still 0-2. 100 mile per hour fastball right there. Here comes the 0-2 pitch up high. 1-2 now. So a ball and two strikes, two outs, no one on. On deck is Trammell. The 1-2 pitch is head high, and that sends Bliss hitting the deck. And the pitch went through to the backstop. And that's got to be a little terrifying when it's coming in 99 miles per hour. Bliss went into self-preservation mode, and that is discomforting for a hitter. Now Boyle with the 2-2 pitch on its way, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three with a cutter, and Bliss has struck out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down, two strikeouts. Right ears go in order in the first. We go to the second. It's Las Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
One nothing. Vegas leads Tacoma. We go to the second inning of play. On the mound, Logan Allen. He'll face Max Schumann, J.J. Schwartz, and Connor Capel here in the second inning. Schumann, right-hand hitter, stands in. High on-base percentage hitter with a 407 OBP. And Allen starts him off with a breaking ball called a strike, 0-1 the count. Now, the 0-1 is on its way. And this is inside for a ball. One ball, one strike to Schumann. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul. 1-2 now. So Allen ahead of the count here, 1-2. Logan Allen averaging a strikeout per inning pitched for the Rainiers this year. Here comes his 1-2 on its way to Schumann. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him out in front of a changeup. And there's the first out in the top of the second inning. Allen with a strikeout, one down. And now J.J. Schwartz will be the batter. Schwartz. Right-hand hitter. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Schwartz, in just his ninth AAA game of the year, takes up and away for a ball, 1-1. Schwartz has spent most of this year with the A's AA team in Midland, Texas. Now the 1-1 is up and in for a ball. Two balls, one strike. This is game four of the series. We've got two more games with Vegas tomorrow evening at 6:05 and then Sunday at 1:35. And then the homestand continues this coming week with the Sugar Land Space Cowboys in here for their first and only time this year. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Schwartz. Sugar Land, the Houston Astros AAA club. So the right here is doing a little AL West rival run here at the AAA level, playing the Oakland A's affiliate now and the Astros next week, this coming week, however you want to say it. 2-2 pitch on its way. And it is a called strike three, a fastball that catches the inside edge, and Schwartz goes down looking. Back-to-back strikeout start the second inning, and now Connor Capel will be the hitter. It was a well-placed fastball from Logan Allen. Capel now the batter, left-hand hitter, batting .262, .356 on base percentage. He has a little pop with 8 homers this year, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Oh, one pitch on its way. Swing and a miss, strike two. So 0-2 the count. Oh, 2 pitch coming. Swung on and looped out into center field, and that's going to drop for a hit in front of Haggerty. He fields it on one hop, and Capel has a two-out single to center field. Second hit of the game for the Aviators. And now Logan Davidson will be the hitter. Davidson's a switch hitter, so he'll bat right-handed against Logan Allen. Davidson batting .261 in his first 44 AAA games with 3 homers, .337 on base percentage. Allen with a quick toss to first, and back in safely is Capel. Pitch is swung on and fouled back. 0-1 the count to Davidson. Yesterday, Vegas scored first, and the Red Ears trailed 1-0 going to the bottom of the fourth when they scored 2 runs to take the lead, and they kept it for the remainder of the game, tacking on a few runs. 0-1 pitch is up and away. 1-1 to Davidson. Pitching was so strong yesterday for Tacoma. Held the Aviators to 1 run on 5 hits. 1-1 pitch, swung on, bounced towards short. There's Bliss. He fields it, tosses it the short way to second base for the force out on Connor Capel, and that wraps up the top of the second inning. No runs on a hit. No errors and 1 runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Las Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
One nothing Vegas with the lead early in this contest. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. Taylor Trammell to bat here against Joe Boyle. There's the first pitch to Trammell, and it swung out and popped up, foul and out of play. Trammell for the Red Ears hitting 274 in 64 games, has 17 homers, 45 runs batted in, 949 OPS. 0-1 pitch from Boyle is a breaking ball up high and outside. Boyle struck out two of the three hitters he faced in the first inning. 6'7" righty, bringing it 100 miles per hour in his AAA debut, and the pitch is a swing and a miss at a 99 mile per hour fastball, and the count's 1-2. Trammell uses his timeout, slows down the proceedings a moment. Now he's ready to hit. One-two pitch outside, and we're going to get a request for a challenge by Soderstrom. So our first challenge of the game, as Vegas thought this was a strike, and it was, and Trammell has struck out. So the umpire's call overturned as Las Vegas correctly challenges, and it costs Trammell as he ends up striking out looking. And now Jake Shiner is the batter. Shiner hitting 252 with 27 homers, 93 runs batted in. And the pitch is a cutter in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch on its way, swung on and fouled back. Shiner behind at the count. Shiner 0 for 3 last night, but he did draw a walk with the bases loaded to force in a run. And that was a big at bat in the seventh inning that made it a 3-run lead. So now he fouls one away. Still 0-2 to Shiner. And the pitch swung on and fouled away. Still no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is in the dirt for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Boyle in his AAA debut, he did make three starts for Midland after getting traded to the A's on July 31st. Midland, Texas, the A's AA team, as Shiner fouls one off down the right field line, and that's out of play. And he was just dominant in those three outings at AA after the trade. Had 28 strikeouts and 17 in a third innings, gave up only four runs, got his walks in line. Went 2-1 with a 2.08 ERA. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and that's four straight strikeouts for Boyle. Unlike yesterday when the Red Ears were facing the 100 and 1 mile per hour heat of Mason Miller. They knew Miller wasn't going to be in there for long because it was a rehab outing, and Miller was going to be limited to 3 innings or 50 pitches. And the Rainiers knew they'd be facing someone else pretty soon when he was pitching. It's not the case with Boyle, as here's one down low to Tanerowitz. Boyle's been throwing 95 to 100 pitches per outing, so he's going to be out there for a while. Tanerowitz hitting 188 for the Red Ears, and there's a pitch to the backstop. Seen a couple of those from Boyle. Count goes to 2-0. Now the 2-0. Inside, ball three. Now here's one down low, ball four. Four pitch walk, and Tanerowitz heads down to first base. So now Pedro Severino will be the batter. Pitch is down low for a ball to Severino. Severino's been swinging a hot bat recently. Had two more hits yesterday, drove in a run. After a rough start upon joining the Red Ears, he now has his Tacoma average up to 209 in 33 games. But he's hitting close to 340 over his last 17 games. Here's the 1-0 from Boyle, and it's in there for a strike. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss, 1-2. A swing grounder, right side, through into right field, a base hit. Going to second and stopping there is Tanerowitz. Pedro Severino has the Red Ears' first hit of the night. A ground ball base hit into right field, and that'll bring Riley Unroe to the plate. Unroe had the game-tying RBI single with two outs in the fourth inning yesterday. Switch hitter bats left-handed against Boyle. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Tanerowitz at second. Severino at first. 1-0 pitch. Off-speed pitch in there for a strike, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Now the pitch is up high for a ball. Now 2-1 pitch is driven towards left center. That's going to split the gap and go through to the warning track. scoring is Todorovic. They're waving in Severino. He's headed home. He's going to score. It's a two-run double for Riley Unruh, and the Rainiers take the lead here in the bottom of the second inning. A 98-mile-per-hour fastball from Joe Boyle, and Unruh hit it into the gap in left center field for a two-run double. Unruh has continued his knack for getting clutch hits when the Rainiers need him. He's been doing that for the last 2 weeks or so. So the Rainiers are on top 2-1. Little trip to the mound now by the pitching coach, Brian Corey, and all the infielders gathered on the hill as well. Plate umpire breaks up the conversation. Mike Salvatore will be the batter with a man at second base and two outs. And the pitch. Fastball taken low. Ball one. So the Rainiers fell behind 1-0, but take the lead for the first time early in this contest here in the second inning. So now the pitch is up high. 2-0 to Salvatore, making the start at third this evening. He's 1-for-6 since joining the Rainiers from Class A Everett. Got his first Triple-A hit here on Wednesday. And he takes a pitch up high, ball three. Pitch up and in, ball four. So Salvatore draws the walk, four pitches, and there are two on with two out for Sam Haggerty. So the Rainiers have walked twice during this rally, and both of the walks have been four pitch walks. Haggerty grounded out to shortstop on the first pitch he saw his first time up. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch there, strike one. Oh, one pitch, swing and a miss, strike two, Haggerty. Behind in the count, no balls, two strikes. Unruh at second base and Salvatore at first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, that's strike three, but the ball gets past Soderstrom. He picks it up, throws to first, not in time. Haggerty reaches on a swinging strike three on a pitch that got past the catcher. And the Rainiers load the bases. It was an off-speed pitch, a breaking ball, and Haggerty swung through it, and it went right through the legs of Soderstrom, who got it as quickly as he could and made it a close play at first, but Haggerty is safe. So the bases are loaded. Strikeout and I guess a wild pitch. And the pitch to DeLoach is taken for a strike. They're going to call it a passed ball on Soderstrom. 0-1 the count to DeLoach. Next pitch is up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. So the Red Deers already with two runs in this inning, and they have the bases loaded with two outs, and Boyle's thrown so many pitches this inning that the Aviators have started bullpen activity. 1-1 pitch fouled back, 1-2. They have right-hander Shohei Tomioka warming up in the pen. One-two pitch, outside for a ball, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a check swing. Did he go? No, says the base umpire on appeal. And the count is full, 3-2. Boyle's ready. And the 3-2 pitch is outside, ball four, and that forces it a run. Scoring from third is Unroe. Salvatore takes third. Haggerty now at second. Zach Deloach with the bases loaded walk, and it is 3-1 Rainiers. And Ryan Bliss will be the ninth batter to come to the plate this inning. Bliss struck out swinging his first time up. He's 0-1. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. First pitch fastball, and Bliss fouled it off. Now the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. So 0-2 the count. And here's one up high. So ball, two strikes to Bliss. Looking to keep this going for the Red Deers. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and that closes out the bottom of the second inning. Well, four strikeouts in the inning for Boyle, but the Red Deers score three runs on two hits. There were no errors and three runners left on base. We go to the third inning of play. It's Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 1.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, 3-1, right here is now with the lead as we go to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. And Logan Allen on the mound. He'll face Brett Harris to lead things off, number nine man in the Vegas lineup. And the pitch is breaking ball, called ball one. So 1-0 the count. Rainiers with a two-out rally in the second inning. 1-0 pitch grounded to the right side, and that's where Unroe is playing, and he throws out Harris at first base, one away in the top of the third inning. Brett Harris grounds out to Riley Unroe, and now the lineup turns over, and Darryl Hernaez will bat for his second time. He's 0 for 1 in this game, grounded out to second base, his first time up today. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air down the right field line, slicing foul, and lands in the bullpen out of play. So 0-1 the count to Hernaez. Pitch swung on, fouled out of play. Hernaez yesterday was held hitless by the Red Ears. Just the third time in his last 25 games that he did not get a hit. He's been very consistent at the plate since joining Vegas up from AA Midland in the A's system. 0-2 pitch from Allen is outside. One ball, two strikes. One-two pitch coming. Up high, two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch, fouled out of play. Still two balls, two strikes. Now swinging a bouncer through between short and third and into left field. That's a base hit, and Hernaez is in the hit column today as a one-out single in the top of the third inning. So he's in conversation now with the Aviators first base coach, who is also their hitting coach, Todd Takayoshi. And Todd lives here in town year-round, and he's a longtime baseball coach, former player professionally in the minors, and he's been with a couple organizations as a coach now, and with Oakland, and signed to AAA Las Vegas this year. Here's the pitch to Tyler Wade, and it's in there for a strike, 0-1. Now swinging a grounder to the right of second base and threw into center field, a base hit for Wade. Hernaez will stop at second. Back-to-back ground ball singles here in the top of the third, and the Aviators have a couple of men on for Pozo, who hit the homer in the first inning. So this becomes a little bit of a tough situation for Logan Allen and the Rainiers here, as he's gotten two straight ground balls here, actually three straight, including the first out of the inning, but these last two have found holes in the infield. Pozo found the deck in left field in the first inning. It was his 13th homer of the year. And the pitch is taken up and away for a ball, speared by Severino. Now the 1-0, fouled off. Count goes to 1-1. Rainier's open for a double play grounder. Allen's ready. The 1-1 pitch. Grounded foul, first base side towards the dugout. 1-2 now. Pozo resets in the batter's box. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and drilled towards left, and back is Trammell, but this is gone. A three-run home run for Yoel Pozo, his second homer of this game. This one comes with a couple of men on base, and we are only in the third inning, and we're going back and forth on the scoreboard. It's now Las Vegas 4, Tacoma 3. Yoel Pozo, two homers already, and he's driven in all four Vegas runs. This time he got a fastball from Allen, waist high, and Pozo was all over. 14th homer of the year for Pozo. And now Tyler Soderstrom is the batter. And he swings and hits a grounder, right side, backhand pickup by Unroe, and he throws to first for the out, and two men are gone at the top of the third inning. So Soderstrom grounds out. And now Max Schumann is the hitter. Pozo now with 44 runs batted in his last 36 games. He's just been a big run producer for Vegas. Here's Max Schumann. And the pitch is high for a ball. 1-0. Next pitch, swing and a miss. There's a strike. Nice change up from Allen. Pitch is up high. In the bottom of the inning, the Rainiers have Trammell set to lead things off. He led off the second inning, and the Rainiers sent nine men to the plate. Two-one pitch, swing and a miss. Counts even. 2-2. Next pitch coming. And it's grounded to the left side, and diving is Salvatore. Can't come up with it. He deflects the ball into foul ground. Digging for second is Schumann. He's going to make it there. And the inning continues as Schumann has a two-out double. And now J.J. Schwartz will be the batter. Salvatore made a diving attempt there and ended up kind of slowing down the ball. Now the pitch is taken for a strike on the outside edge. 0-1 to Schwartz. 4-3 Las Vegas. We're in the top of the third inning. Might be on our way to a slugfest tonight. A one pitch. Bounced foul, third base side. The scores in the first three games of this series have been very normal for baseball, and kind of low by Pacific Coast League standards. 5-3, 5-3, and 5-1. Allen now with the 0-2 pitch on its way to Schwartz down low. Schwartz, the DH in this one. Batting with a runner at second and two outs at the top of the third inning. And the pitch is inside. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch, low ball three. So full count to Schwartz. Now the payoff pitch is coming from Allen, and it is high ball four. And the inning continues. First walk issued by Logan Allen, and there are two on with two out for Connor Capel. And Jairo Cuevas, the Tacoma pitching coach, is going to jog out to the mound and go speak with Logan Allen for a moment. There's no one up in the Red Ears bullpen. They want to get Allen deeper into this game. Although some guys starting to stretch out there. Rainier's bullpen is in good shape, by the way. Starting has been good recently, and the relievers are almost entirely doing just little one-inning stints in recent games, with the occasional exception. Conference on the Mound breaks up. Two on, two out at the top of the third inning. Left versus left here. Allen working on Connor Capel. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 in there for a strike, 0-2. So Allen out ahead, no balls, two strikes. And this pitch is swung on, it bounced to the left side, fielded at third by Salvatore. Throws to first just in time for the out, and the inning is over. Capel grounds out to third, and that does it for the Aviators. They get three in the top of the third inning. Three runs on four hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Las Vegas 4, Tacoma 3.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At to Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Four-three, Vegas leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Taylor Trammell, Jake Shiner, and Robbie Tenorowicz to bat here in the bottom of the third. Trammell struck out looking earlier, and he takes a Joe Boyle cutter for a called strike, 0-1. Boyle at 53 pitches after two innings. Now Trammell uses his timeout and steps out of the batter's box and goes for a little walk for a moment. Now he's in there ready to hit. 0-1 pitch inside for a ball. 1-1, 97 mile per hour fastball from Boyle. Hit 101 in the first inning. Has six strikeouts in two innings, including four in the second inning. So here's one outside for a ball. The old swinging strike three, and the batter reached base when the ball got past the catcher. Two-one pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Two-two pitch. That is ball three. Three-two pitch. High ball four, and it's a leadoff walk. Trammell heads down to first base, and that gets the Red Deer started in the third. Fourth walk issued by Boyle. And now Jake Shiner is the hitter. Shiner struck out swinging earlier. 0 for 1 today. Now the pitch swung on, grounded towards short. Hernandez has it, feeds Davidson for one, on to first. There's two, a routine 6-4-3 double play turned by the Aviators. That erases the base runner. So Shiner grounds into the twin killing. And now Tenorowicz will be the batter. They walked and scored in the second inning. Now the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now a swing and a foul out of play. So 0-2 the count. And the pitch is swung on and bounced right back to Boyle, who fields it and throws to first for the putout, and the inning is over. Red Deers go down quickly here in the third. No runs, hits, or errors, no one left, and we move on now to the fourth. It is Las Vegas 4, Tacoma 3.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay, Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We go to the fourth inning. It is Las Vegas 4, Tacoma 3. On the mound, Logan Allen will face Logan Davidson, Brett Harris, and Daryl Hernandez here in the fourth inning. Now the pitch is taken down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Allen now with his next pitch, and this is inside. 2-0. We'll take a look at what happened around the league in last night's action. Talked about this one a bit during the broadcast last night, but Round Rock's 14-game winning streak ended last night in a 12-inning game. So there's ball three to Davidson. Round Rock was trailing 3-1 going to the bottom of the ninth inning, and they tied it on a two-run homer by Diosbo Arias. And that made it 3-3, and they went to extras. And here's a strike, 3-1. And in a real rarity in modern baseball, with the automatic runners now placed at second base in extra innings, no one scored in the 10th or the 11th last night. So here's a swing and a fly to center, and this is playable for Haggerty. And he makes the catch, and Davidson is out, one away at the top of the fourth. And now Brett Harris will be the batter. Salt Lake reliever Eric Torres and Round Rock reliever Kyle Cody each went two innings, the 10th and the 11th, with that automatic runner at second base, and each got out of the jam without any run scoring. So they went to the 12th, still tied 3-3, and that's when Salt Lake won it. So here's a pitch that is inside for a ball to Harris. Salt Lake took it 4-3, and that ended Round Rock's 14-game winning streak. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike now, 1-1 to Harris. Also yesterday, Reno beat Sugarland 7-2. Another homer for Kyle Lewis for Reno. A two-run shot yesterday. Now the 1-1 hits sharply to second. High hop, but staying with it is Unroe, and he throws out Harris at first base, and two better gone at the top of the fourth. And now Daryl Hernandez will be the batter. Albuquerque was a 6-3 winner at Oklahoma City yesterday as Jonathan Morales and Winton Bernard hit homers. And the hot-hitting Hunter Goodman had two more hits for Albuquerque and drove in two runs. Now the pitch to Hernandez, and it is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. And Sacramento hammered El Paso 14-6 down in Texas, as Elliot Ramos had a homer and drove in four. Armando Alvarez, three hits and a homer. Here's a fly towards left center, and this is deep, but it's playable. And over to get it is Haggerty in the alleyway. Hernandez is retired, and the inning is over. Three up, three down in the top of the fourth. Logan Allen bounces back with a quick and easy inning. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Las Vegas 4, Tacoma 3.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knothole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate, seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Well, it's 4-3. Vegas leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Pedro Severino to start things off for Tacoma. And he had a base hit his first time up against the right-hander Joe Boyle. And the first pitch is a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt there, strike one. Right here scored all three of their runs with a two-out rally in the second inning. 0-1 pitch down low for a ball, and that evens up the count 1-1. Was talking about the games from around the league last night and about how Sacramento beat up on Albuquerque last night 14-6. Beat up on El Paso, I'm sorry, 14-6. 1-1 pitch down low for a ball, 2-1, and El Paso losing that game big at home, and you know, they're getting blown out in the late innings, and they used a trick that was devised by former Rainiers manager Christopher Negron. Here's a swing and a miss for a strike, and it is 2-2. El Paso brought in their third baseman, Jansen Witte, to pitch the ninth inning when they were trailing by 8 runs. Sacramento had banged out 16 hits over the first 8 innings and had scored 14. And Witte, who pitched for the Red Ears in blowouts in 2021 while the Red Ears won the league title, perfected the Ephus pitch. And he was throwing it yesterday and pitched a 1-2-3, top of the ninth inning for El Paso. 3-2 pitch popped up towards first, and there's Pozo in foul ground, and he makes the catch, and that's the first out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Severino fouls out to Yoel Pozo. Now the batter will be Riley Unruh. Unruh doubled and drove in 2 runs in the second inning. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. Next pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. One pitch. Called a strike. 1-2 now to Unruh. One, two pitch. Outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now the 2-2. Misses ball three. So full count, three balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. And Unruh is the second out of the inning. And that's strikeout number seven for Boyle, who has now retired four in a row after walking Trammell in the third. Now Mike Salvatore will be the batter. He walked on four pitches his first time up. And the pitch is in for a strike. There's one upstairs, 1-1. One pitch coming, and it is fouled away, and the count goes to 1-2. One, two pitch is inside, two balls, two strikes. Pitch is challenged. And we'll see what the automated system says, and it says it was a ball. So Vegas loses the challenge on that one. And they have two left. And the count is as we originally thought it was, 1-2, and then there's a called strike three on the next pitch. And Salvatore goes down looking, and that's strikeout number eight for Boyle. So three up, three down in the bottom of the fourth inning. And we move on to the fifth with the score remaining Las Vegas 4, Tacoma 3.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the fifth inning. The Red Ears trailing Las Vegas 4-3. Logan Allen on the mound, and he'll face Tyler Wade to lead things off. Batting second in the inning is Yoel Pozo, who has homered twice and has driven in all four Vegas runs. The Red Ears have activity in the bullpen. Devin Sweet warming up. It's possible Allen's going to face just one hitter here in the fifth. We'll see what happens. Wade stands in. And Allen into his motion. Here's his pitch. And it's breaking ball in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming from Allen. Swung on and bounced to the right side. Backhand pickup by Unruh, and he throws to first for the out, and one man's gone to the top of the fifth. So Wade bounces out to second, and Looks like they're going to leave Allen in to face Pozo, who hit the solo homer in the first inning and the three-run homer in the third. See if Allen can get him once. Allen to the plate with his first pitch, and it is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Pozo really hitting left-handed pitching hard this year, batting 366 prior to today against lefties. And the 0-1 pitch is chopped over Allen and fielded by Unroh, and he throws to first and gets Pozo, and there's the second out. Logan Allen getting a little bounce out from Pozo and a little retribution for Allen. Two down, and now Tyler Soderstrom will be the batter. Soderstrom's 0 for 2 with a flyout and a ground out. Now the pitch is a breaking ball, grounded hard right to Unroh at second. He fields it and throws to first for the out, and that was quick and easy for Logan Allen, who only needed two defenders, his second baseman and his first baseman. Three straight grounders to Riley Unroh. Three up, three down. We're in the middle of the fifth. Our score, Las Vegas 4, Tacoma 3.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Las Vegas 4, Tacoma 3. Top of the order coming up for the Red Ears. Sam Haggerty to lead things off. New pitcher in for Las Vegas. It's left-hander Garrett Williams. And Williams with the pitch, and it is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. So Joe Boyle is done. Now Williams with the 0-1 pitch to Haggerty, and it's a swing and a miss there, strike two. Boyle went four innings, allowed two hits and three runs. They were all earned. He walked four and struck out eight. That was his AAA debut. Next pitch to Haggerty is low and away for a ball. Garrett Williams is appearing in his 36th game for Las Vegas this year, 1-0 with a 5.11 ERA in 44 innings. He's been wild, walking 49 and striking out 59, and throws a pitch outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Williams' 2-2 pitch is bounced towards third, foul, still 2-2. Williams, 28-year-old lefty from Lubbock, Texas, with his pitch, and it is outside, ball three. Williams making his first appearance of this series. Payoff pitch, up and away, ball four, leadoff walk. Haggerty will head down to first base. Rainiers get the tying runner on, and now Zach Deloach will be the batter. Pitch to Deloach, and it is inside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, up and in, ball two, and Deloach well out ahead of the count, two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 pitch, up and in, ball three. Pitch, ball four, up and in. So back-to-back walks to start the fifth inning, and that puts a couple of men on for the Red Ears, and now Ryan Bliss will be the hitter, and Tyler Soderstrom, the catcher, goes out to the mound to talk to Garrett Williams. Here comes the pitching coach, Brian Corey, sprinting out of the dugout to go get in on this conversation. Is ongoing, and already the Aviators are warming up a right-hander in the bullpen. Chase Cohen loosening up. Well, a couple of men on for Bliss with no one out and Trammell on deck. The Aviators are prepared for the possibility of Bliss bunting. Normally wouldn't do that with your number three hitter in the lineup, and two on and no one out. Here's the pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Pozo at first is up on the grass, and Harris even with the bag at third. The count. Here's the pitch, and it is called a strike. And Bliss wants a challenge, so the Rainiers are challenging this pitch. First challenge by the Rainiers tonight. And Bliss wins the challenge. It was indeed outside, so the call is overturned, and the count is two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 outside, ball three. So 3-0 the count to Bliss. And the runner takes off from third, and the pitch is a strike, and no throw to third base. Haggerty steals it standing up. So runners at the quarters now, and the count's 3-1 to Bliss, who was taking all the way right there. Now the 3-1 is swung on and bounced slowly to third, breaking home Haggerty. Harris fields it, throws home, and they get Haggerty at the plate for the first out of the inning. Haggerty took off on a slow bouncer to third, and Brett Harris picked it and fired home to Soderstrom, who tagged out Haggerty. And that's the first out of the inning. Deloach safe at second, and Bliss aboard at first on a fielder's choice. 5-2 on the play at the plate. So a two-on-one-out situation for Trammell. And the pitch is a breaking ball in there for a called strike. And this is being challenged by Trammell. So we'll go to the automated system, and that was a strike. It caught the bottom of the zone. So Trammell loses the challenge, and the count is 0-1. Now the pitch. Breaking ball in for a strike, and the count is 0-2. Time called. Trammell will step out of the batter's box for a moment. Williams suddenly starting to find the strike zone a bit. Ahead in the count here. 0-2 pitch is outside. 1-2. The 1-2. Inside, 2-2. Deloach at second and Bliss at first. 2-2 pitch on its way. And it swung out and fouled off. Trammell hangs in there, stays alive. Now Williams with a 2-2, and Trammell hits it in the air towards center, moving over is Schumann, and he makes the catch. Tagging at second is Deloach. He will advance to third. Holding at first is Bliss, and there are now two outs in the inning. Almost looked like Trammell wasn't ready for this pitch on the original look. See, he kind of took a break for a second. It looked like he thought time had been called, and then he swung at it. Hit it in the air to center and then looked back at the umpire as if to say, I thought time was called. But he flies out. That was alive. Trammell couldn't call timeout. He had already used his timeout in the plate appearance. So I guess maybe he thought someone else had called time. Anyway, runners are at the corners with two outs. And John Russell's out of the dugout now, and he wants to know what's going on here with regards to that previous pitch, as he is now going to talk to the first base umpire, Austin Jones. And, oh, Trammell got ejected for talking to the first base umpire because he thought that time had been called, I guess, by the first base umpire is what he had thought. And so Jones ejected Trammell. as he was jogging by, Trammell said something, and Jones threw him out. My goodness. And Trammell didn't even get in the umpire's face or anything, or do anything to show up the umpire. Now here's a pitch to Shiner, and it is down low for a ball, 1-0. So Trammell got tossed. He didn't even know it until now. What a ridiculous series of events. Here's a pitch outside now to Shiner, and the count goes to 2-0. So Trammell's done early today. Now the 2-0 pitch is a strike. The runner's going to second. The throw goes into center field. That'll tie up the game. Deloach will score from third. Taking third is Bliss. And the Red Ears make it 4-4. Right when it looked like the Red Ears were going to miss a scoring opportunity, Bliss was at first. Deloach at third. Bliss took off for second base. Soderstrom tried to throw him out, but he threw the ball into center field, and that allowed Deloach to score from third, and the Red Ears even it up that way. And they now have the go-ahead runner at third, and the count is 2-1 to Shiner. Williams with the pitch, and there's a breaking ball for a called strike. Count's even now, 2-2. Now the pitch is breaking ball called, strike three, but Shiner immediately asked for a challenge as he thought this pitch was outside and possibly even low also. And we'll see. And it was indeed outside, so Shiner wins the challenge. And the count is full. 3-2 to Shiner. So full count, 3-2, runner at third, 2 outs, and Williams with his payoff pitch, and it is outside, 4, and Shiner ends up drawing the walk, and runners are at the corners for Tanerowicz. Tanerowicz has walked and grounded out today, 0-1. Well, Fran Reardon, the manager of the Aviators, is going to bring in a righty to face Tanerowicz, so it'll be Chase Cohen coming in from the pen as Williams is done. We'll take a break for this pitching change here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Runners at the corners, 2 outs, our score, Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 4.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We're in the fifth inning. Tacoma and Las Vegas are tied 4-4. The Red Ears have runners at first and third with two outs. Robbie Tenorowicz coming to the plate. Vegas goes to the pen, brings in right-handed reliever Chase Cohen for his 29th appearance for the Aviators this year. Cohen 4-1 with an 8.31 ERA. Another Vegas reliever who has walked a ton of hitters. He's issued 28 walks in 30 and one-third innings this year. But with 32 strikeouts. So Cohen will face Tenorowicz. Bliss, the go-ahead runner, is at third. Shiner at first. Cohen is set. And his first pitch is a swing and a looper over short and into left field. A base hit. And scoring is Bliss. And the Red Ears have regained the lead 5-4 as this back-and-forth ball game swings back in favor of the Red Ears. A two-out RBI single by Tenorowicz in the bottom of the fifth inning. Swinging at the first pitch, little end of the bat, soft liner over short. So two on now for Severino. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a pop-up. Has scored a run. And the pitch from Cohen is inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch is coming from Cohen. And it is down low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Cohen, the A's ninth round draft pick in 2018. With his 2-0 pitch, and it swung on and lined into right field, and that's going to get down for a hit and go all the way to the fence before Capel picks it up. Shiner scores. Tenorowicz will be held at third. In at second base with an RBI double is Pedro Severino. And the Red Ears add to the lead. Three runs are in here at the bottom of the fifth inning. And it's Tacoma 6 at Las Vegas 4. Well, they scored the first four runs with just two hits. Now they're starting to get hits and bringing in more runs. Here's Riley Unruh. He's 1-for-2 with a two-run double in the second inning. Switch hitter bats left. Cohen's pitch is a breaking ball up high. All three of the runs that have scored this inning charged to Garrett Williams. Now the 1-0 on its way to Unruh. Down low, two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch, inside, ball three. Well, first base is open. The Red Ears have Salvatore on deck. Three-oh pitch, poured in there for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. One pitch coming. And it swung on and fouled off, and the count goes full, 3-2. So after falling behind 3-0, it's now full count. Runners with their leads. The payoff pitch. High ball four, Unruh ends up walking anyway, and that loads the bases with two outs for Mike Salvatore. Eighth walk issued by Las Vegas pitchers this evening.
Number
Salvatore has struck out and walked so far in this one. Chance to open this up for the Red Ears, who lead 6-4 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch, and it swung out and fouled away. 0-1 the count. Salvatore swinging at the first pitch. Now the 0-1 on its way from Cohen, and it's in the dirt and blocked by Soderstrom. One ball, one strike. Pitch fouled away, and the count goes to 1-2. So Salvatore behind in the count. Bases loaded, two away in the bottom of the fifth inning. Cohen's pitch is a breaking ball outside, and that evens up the count 2-2. Salvatore, corner infielder out of Florida State. Looks out towards Cohen. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, and it swung on and grounded right to short. Hernandez has it, flips it to second base for the force out on Unroe coming in, and that wraps up the fifth inning. But for the second time in a row, second time tonight, the Red Ears send 9 batters to the plate in an inning. And each time it has resulted in 3 runs. So 3 runs on 2 hits. There was an error and 3 runners left on base. We go to the 6th inning. It's Tacoma 6, Las Vegas 4.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning 1 fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Well, we go to the 6th inning. And this game is a Red Ears lead. 6-4 is our score. Whole bunch of changes for the Red Ears as left fielder Taylor Trammell was ejected in the bottom of the fifth inning. So that caused a bunch of changes defensively for Tacoma. We'll get you caught up on that. New pitcher is Casey Sadler. And he starts off Max Schumann with a strike, 0-1 the count. Sadler working with a new catcher in Robert Emery, who's making his AAA debut. And the pitch is low and away for a ball, 1-1. Shiner moved out to left field from first base, and Severino moved from catcher to first base. Now a fastball outside for a ball. So put Robert Emery in the cleanup spot for the Red Deers, replacing Taylor. He's catching. Moving from catcher to first is Severino. Moving from first base to left field is Shiner. Now the pitch fouled away. Casey Sadler in relief of Logan Allen, who went five innings, allowed six hits and four runs. They were all earned. Allen walked only one, struck out only one. Sadler's pitch is in there for a called strike three, and down goes Schumann. We think he's going to challenge this. So we'll go to the automated ball strike system. And it says that that pitch was indeed a strike. So Vegas loses its second challenge. Schumann strikes out. Vegas is down to one challenge. And now J.J. Schwartz is the hitter. Schwartz has struck out and walked so far. Sadler is appearing in his eighth game for the Red Deers, working his way back from shoulder surgery that cost him a year and a half. And here's a breaking ball outside to Schwartz, ball one. Sadler so far in five innings has allowed eight runs, but he's really is working his way back. And now here's a pitch line towards center. On the move is Haggerty, and he hauls it in right center. Schwartz lines out, and two men are gone at the top of the sixth inning. Well, Sadler retires the first two he faced, and while I gave you the Logan Allen pitching line, I neglected to mention that he finished strong and retired the final seven batters he faced. And now Sadler has retired the first two, so that's nine straight Vegas batters retired by Tacoma pitchers. Here's Connor Capel. And the pitch is swung on and hit on one hop to second. Flagged down by Unroh. Little toss to Severino for the out at first base, and the inning is over. Sadler retires the side in order. Three up, three down in the top of the sixth. And we go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Tacoma 6, Las Vegas 4.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose: making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Las Vegas 4. Top of the order coming up for the Red Deers: Sam Haggerty, Zach DeLoach, and Ryan Bliss. Haggerty's 0 for 2, but has reached base twice in this game. Switch hitter bats left. And the pitch is swung on and chopped towards first directly to Pozo, who fields it right next to the base, and he puts out Haggerty. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Zach DeLoach will be the hitter. DeLoach with two walks tonight. 0 for 1, two walks, an RBI, and a run scored. One of his walks came with the bases loaded. pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count to DeLoach. Next pitch is down low. 1-1. Next delivery bounced to the right side, fielded by Pozo, throws to the pitcher covering in time for the out. DeLoach retired, and two men are gone on grounders to the first baseman. And that'll bring Ryan Bliss into the plate. Take a quick look at our Mariner Farm Report. The AA Arkansas team has been quiet lately, and they lost 4-1 yesterday to Wichita. Had only four hits, two of them by Robert Perez Jr., the first baseman and corner outfielder. The fun on the farm yesterday was at Everett. So now the pitch to Bliss is a fastball down low. Everett playing on the road at Tri-City, the Angels affiliate in the Northwest League. They hit not one, but two grand slams yesterday. One in the first inning by Hogan Windisch, his 18th homer of the year, and then one in the sixth inning by Gabriel Gonzalez. So here's one down low for a ball. Usually when you hit two grand slams in one game, you win, and that was certainly the case yesterday for the Everett Aqua Sox. 12-5 winners at Tri-City. Two-0 pitch, fouled back, and the count goes to 2-1. Two-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. And Loe Modesto won 14-4 over the San Jose Giants last night. Mariners had three first-round draft picks this year. They used one of them on a high school infielder named Ty Pete. He was playing third base for Modesto last night, had three hits, including two doubles, two runs batted in. There's a swing and a miss, strike three. Bliss goes down swinging, and the Rainiers go in order here in the sixth inning, three up, three down. We go to the seventh inning with the score, Tacoma 6, Las Vegas 4.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 6, Las Vegas 4. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Devin Sweet, takes over on the hill here in the top of the seventh inning. He'll face Logan Davidson, Brett Harris, and Daryl Hernandez. And the first pitch to Davidson is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Casey Sadler worked a 3-up, 3-down sixth inning, striking out one. Nice inning for him. Now the pitch to Davidson is hit in the air towards right center. This is deep. Giving chase is Haggerty at the track, and he makes the catch in deep right center field. And Logan Davidson just learned a lesson that his father already knew, and that's that most nights the ball does not carry well here in Tacoma. Logan Davidson's father, Mark Davidson, played in this league as a regular from 1988 to 1992 with Portland and Tucson, and in his last year, Colorado Springs. Here's a pitch inside to Harris. And I'm sure that his dad played many games here as a visitor in those seasons. Here's a pitch outside to Harris, 2-0 now. Sweet. Into his motion now, the 2-0 pitch. Outside, ball three. Sweet appearing in his sixth game for Tacoma. He's allowed 2 runs in 5 innings. And he misses down low, ball four. Harris draws a one-out walk. That ends the stretch of 11 straight batters retired by Tacoma pitchers. A one-out walk in the seventh. And now Darryl Hernaez is the hitter. Right here's leading 6-4. Sweet's pitch is a fastball up high. Pitch coming inside, almost hit Hernaez, and counts now 2 balls, no strikes. Now the pitch is in there for a strike, 2-1. It's been an interesting year for Devin Sweet, who spent the majority of the season with AA Arkansas, his third year at that level, and then suddenly was called straight up to the big leagues from AA. So now the 2-1 pitch is low and away for a ball. July 19th when he got called up and made his big league debut that day against the Twins at T-Mobile Park. As here's a swing and a pop-up on the right side, and the second baseman Unroe is under it, and he makes the catch, and there's out number 2 in the top of the seventh inning. Sweet gets Hernaez to pop up, and now Tyler Wade will be the batter. Sweet has pitched in a couple games for Seattle this year, and then optioned to AAA and made his AAA debut after having made his major league debut. Here's the first pitch to Wade, and it's in there for a strike, 0-1. Oh, one pitch coming to Wade. And it's fouled off third base side. Lands in the party decks. 0-2 the count. Oh, 2 pitch. Just outside for a ball, 1-2. Runner at first base with 2 outs. 1-2 pitch, changeup, and laying off of it is Wade. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Sweet trying to close out the top of the seventh. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and hit solidly to short, but flagged down by Bliss on one hop, and he throws to first base and gets Wade for the out, and the inning is over. Las Vegas does not score in the seventh. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on. We go to the stretch. It's Tacoma 6, Las Vegas 4.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Seventh inning stretch has come and gone here in Tacoma. The Red Ears with the lead 6-4 over the Las Vegas Aviators. Robert Emery at the plate in his first AAA at bat, and the pitch from Cohen is swung on and drilled to left field, and it's deep and back and caught. Dropped at the wall by the left fielder Wade, and Emery ends up at second base. My goodness, I thought he had made the grab up against the fence. Emery just missed a homer. Crank this to left field. Tyler Wade at the fence with a leaping attempt and had it in his glove for a moment, and it popped out, it looked like. Or maybe he trapped it up against the fence and it fell down, but it's a double for Robert Emery, and that's his first AAA hit. And this is his Rainiers debut today, and he entered the game unexpectedly in the fifth inning after, or in the sixth inning after Trammell had been ejected, and the Rainiers had to move some guys around. So Emery at second base, and now Shiner is the batter with a man in scoring position. Shiner's 0-2 with a walk so far. And the pitch is swung on, grounded to short, and they're going to throw to second and try to tag out Emery, and they don't. He gets back in there safely, and Shiner reaches first base on a fielder's choice. And runners are at first and second. Emery took a step towards third, realized that was a bad idea, went back to second. Hernandez flipped it to Logan Davidson, trying to get a tag on Emery, and Emery was called safe. So two on, no one out for Tanarowicz. Tanarowicz 1-2 with an RBI single, a walk, and a run scored tonight. And the pitch is a fastball down low, ball one. Now the 1-0 on its way, and it is inside for a ball, 2-0. So Tanarowitz out ahead of the count. And Cohen's pitch is bounced towards the hole, fielded with a backhand by the shortstop. Pernaes, his throw to first is wild and got loose behind first base, but Pozo fielded the ricochet and prevented any further advancement. It's an infield single for Tanarowitz, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. Pernaes probably shouldn't have thrown this at all, but with Tanarowitz running, he thought he'd go for it, and he threw wildly to first, and he's fortunate that the Red Ears weren't able to score on that. So bases loaded with no one out for Severino. Cohen's been in there for a while. This is the 11th batter he's faced, and the pitch is up and in, and nearly a wild one. It's speared by Soderstrom. Emery, the runner at third in his first game for the Red Ears, is out of the University of San Francisco. It's now the 1-0 pitch to Severino, and it is inside for a ball. Emery spent most of this season with the Giants double-A team in Richmond, Virginia. They let him go. The Mariners signed him to add some organizational catching depth. So now the 2-0 pitch is up high, ball three. He originally joined the Red Ears in an inactive fashion and was catching in the bullpen. And then when O'Keefe got called up by the Mariners, Emery was activated, and he hasn't seen any action until today. 3-0 pitch to Severino is hit well to left. This is deep. It is back, and it is gone. A grand slam home run. Pedro Severino has been red hot at the plate for several weeks now, and he just hit a grand slam here at the bottom of the seventh inning. And the Red Ears are in double digits. It's Tacoma 10, Las Vegas 4. Cohen threw a fastball. Severino hammered it. He seemed to know right away, although it did not get out of here by much, but it did indeed clear the fence in left field. Severino with his fourth homer with the Red Ears this year, seventh at the PCL. He was with El Paso to start the season. Now a liner up the middle, caught by the pitcher for the first out of the inning. Riley Unruh with a liner through the box, and Cohen just calmly speared it. So that's the first out of the inning, and now Mike Salvatore will be the batter. That was the fourth grand slam hit by the Red Ears this year, and the first one in a while. So now the pitch to Salvatore is taken inside for a ball. The Red Ears hit two in April, both by Mike Ford. And then they had one in early June, Jake Shiner. That was June 3rd. They hadn't had a grand slam since then until today, 2.5 months later. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Pedro Severino with a salami. One pitch on its way. And it's swung on and fouled off into the seats on the first base side. Count goes to 1-2. One-two pitch. Outside and low. Two balls, two strikes. Now a swing and a miss, strike three. And down goes Salvatore. And there's the second out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Second strikeout for Cohen. Now Sam Haggerty is the batter. 10-4 Rainiers. They've done the scoring in just three innings. as the pitch to Haggerty is outside. Through the first six, not including this inning, in the first six innings, four times the Rainiers sent just three batters to the plate. And then in the other two innings, they sent nine to the plate. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Haggerty. The trend is going to end unless the Rainiers end up sending nine to the plate this inning, which could still happen. 1-1 pitch. Outside for a ball, 2-1. Haggerty, the seventh batter to come to the plate here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Two-one pitch. Ball three. Three and one now. And it is low ball four. So Haggerty draws the two-out walk. And now Zach Deloach will be the batter. That's going to do it for Cohen. On his way to the mound is Fran Reardon, the manager of the Aviators. He's going to go to the bullpen and bring in a fresh reliever. So we'll take a break for this pitching change. Two outs and a runner at first in the bottom of the seventh inning. Our score, Tacoma 10, Las Vegas 4.
Tacoma Power customers, your vote is needed. Tell us which organization should win Tacoma Power's annual Evergreen Options $50,000 grant to help buy and install a renewable energy project. Grants are made possible by Tacoma Power's business and residential customers who voluntarily participate in Evergreen Options. Cast your vote now at mytpu.org. Voting remains open until 5 p.m. on Thursday, August 31st.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
We're at the bottom of the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 10, Las Vegas 4. Right here's have a runner at first in Sam Haggerty. Zach Deloach coming to the plate. Chase Cohen done after two innings from the bullpen. He allowed five hits and four runs. He's responsible for the runner at first base right now. The new pitcher finally pitching at Cheney Stadium, Shohei. And his first pitch to Deloach is up and in for a ball. This is not Shohei Ohtani, though. This is Shohei Tomioka for the Aviators. Different Shohei. Just his third appearance since joining Vegas. And the pitch is taken high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Tomioka, 27-year-old righty. 2-0 pitch. In there for a strike. Count goes to 2-1. He was recently promoted from AA Midland, where He had a 3.02 ERA in 29 appearances. 2-1 pitch coming to Deloach from Tomioka, and it is low, ball three. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count goes full, 3-2. Now a swing and a foul on the third base side. Still 3-2. Tomioka's ready. 3-2 pitch again to Deloach is a check swing. Ball four, and the ball gets loose behind the plate, but Haggerty will just go to second base and stop there. So Deloach draws the walk. The Red Ears have two on with two out. Third walk drawn by Deloach tonight. And now Ryan Bliss will be the ninth batter to come to the plate this inning. Bliss is 0 for 4 with a run scored. And the pitch is up and in for a ball, 1-0. There's one up high now, 2-0. Swing and a foul back, and the count goes to 2-1. Swing and a roller to short. And Hernandez has it, goes to second base for the force out there on Deloach, and the inning is over. So four runs for the Red Ears in the seventh, who send nine batters to the plate in an inning for the third time tonight. Four runs on three hits. There were no errors, two runners left. And we move on to the eighth inning. Tacoma's in control. It's Red Ears 10, Las Vegas 4.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On we go to the eighth inning. Red Ears leading Las Vegas 10-4. New pitcher for the Red Ears to pitch the top of the eighth inning. Ryan Jensen in from the pen. Hard throwing right-hander in his fifth appearance for Tacoma. He's worked 3 1/3 scoreless innings so far. Recently claimed off waivers from the Cubs. Jensen ready to face Yoel Pozo, who has hit two homers in this one, and he takes the first pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Pozo's driven in all four Las Vegas runs with a solo homer and a three-run blast. Jensen's 1-0 pitch is swung on and popped up foul and out of play down the first baseline. Counts even, 1-1. Right here's just got a grand slam from Pedro Severino to open up the ball game. 1-1 pitch, swung on, bounced foul into the Tacoma dugout where Dan Wilson handled that. Dan Wilson with the Red Ears this week, helping out with some coaching, working with the catchers. One-two pitch, fouled back, still one ball, two strikes. One-two pitch is fouled back, still 1-2. Two pitch, low, with a 95 mile per hour fastball. The count's even now. Two balls, two strikes to Pozo. And this one is a swing and a miss. That is strike three, but the ball bounces away from the catcher, and Pozo will reach first base on a swinging strike three. And that's the second time that's happened in this game. Each team has had a runner reach base, a batter reach base on a strikeout. This one will be a wild pitch to Ryan Jensen. So now Soderstrom is the batter. He's 0 for 3. And the pitch is check swing on a pitch up high, and he held up in time. One ball, no strikes. Check it in on the PCL. First place Round Rock did win today. They beat Salt Lake 9-7. Series of fastball in for a strike. So if the Red Ears are able to hang on and win this game, they will remain two games out of first, and they will be tied in second place with Las Vegas. Got to hang on and win this one, though. 1-1 pitch, low and away for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Albuquerque won again. They've won six in a row. They've played their way back into the mix. 2-1 pitch, up and away, ball three. Reno also won their game at Sugarland. Reno and Albuquerque are four games behind Round Rock, two behind Tacoma. 3-1 pitch, hit in the air towards center. This is well struck. Back is Haggerty, deep part of the park, and he makes the catch. Soderstrom with a long fly ball to center field that's caught. And that's the first out at the top of the eighth inning. Now Max Schumann will be the hitter. Schumann's 1 for 3 with a double so far. Jensen's pitch swung on and fouled back there, strike one. Vegas with six hits in this game, all of them in the first three innings. They don't have any since then. Oh, one pitch. Poured in there for a strike. Now here's one up high. One, two pitch coming. And it's a swing and a grounder, just foul down the third baseline. Still one and two. On deck for Vegas is J.J. Schwartz. Now the pitch is fouled off. Still one ball, two strikes. Jensen to the plate with his 1-2 pitch, and it swung on, hit in the air towards Haggerty again, and again he's going back on the ball in deep right center and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. And Haggerty heaves it back in towards first, but getting back in is Pozo. Haggerty's had to cover some ground, two deep fly balls caught here in the eighth. Now J.J. Schwartz will be the hitter. Schwartz 0 for 2 with a walk. Jensen's pitch is a breaking ball down low. Jensen, righty out of Fresno State. Swing and a liner to right. It's directly to Deloach, who makes the catch without budging. And that is the final out of the inning. Schwartz lines out. Some hard hit balls here in the eighth, but Vegas gets nothing to show for it. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. We go now to the bottom of the eighth. It is Tacoma 10, Las Vegas 4.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game. not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Tacoma leading 10-4. And the Red Ears will send to the plate Robert Emery, Jake Shiner, and Robbie Tenorowicz. Emery doubled in his first Tacoma at bat in the seventh inning. And it was his first AAA hit. A little delay here while Tomioka gets a PitchCom device brought out to him from the dugout. And they're trying to get their technology squared away here. Tomioka got the final out in the seventh. Emery's first AAA hit, a double that was nearly a homer last inning and also nearly caught by the left fielder Tyler Wade. Well, it appears this PitchCom problem has not been resolved yet. And they may have to go. No, it looks like they're now moving towards getting it fixed. Play will resume here. Emery played in two games for Sacramento last year when he was in the Giants system, and he was hitless in them. So first AAA hit last inning. Here's the pitch from Tomioka, and it's up and away for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch, breaking ball over for a strike. Emery grew up in San Francisco, went to high school there, played college baseball at University of San Francisco, signed with the San Francisco Giants. Now a Rainier takes the pitch up and away for a ball. Two-one pitch coming from Tomioka, and it is up and in, ball three. Three-one pitch, swung on and fouled back. Count goes full, 3-2. Pitch misses, ball four, and Emery will head down to first base, draws a walk, and he reaches for his second time tonight. Now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Shiner's 0 for 3 with a walk and two runs scored. Pitch is a swing and a miss, strike one. Mariners playing the Royals right now. They lead 6-5 at the stretch. Now the 0-1 pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. One pitch coming. And it's a swing and a miss. There's strike two. 93 mile per hour fastball from Tomioka. Now the pitch swung on, bounced foul, still 1-2. Mariners could move into a tie for first place in the AL West if they can hang on and beat the Royals. First place Texas lost today, their eighth loss in a row. The Twins hammered them 12-2. Series of 1-2 pitch fouled off. Mariners entered play one game behind Texas and tied with Houston. Houston also lost today. They got walked off in Detroit. Tigers rookie named Parker Meadows just recently called up. Hit a walk-off three-run homer, his first major league homer to beat the Astros. 1-2 pitch. Swung on, grounded towards short. Hernandez feeds the second baseman for one. On to first, there's two. They turn the double play. 6-4-3 on the Twin killing. Shiners grounded into two double plays tonight. Two outs, no one on for Robbie Tanerowicz. Tanerowicz. 2-for-3 with two singles, a walk, two runs scored, and an RBI. And he takes strike one, a breaking ball from Tomioka. Now the 0-1, fastball outside, one ball, one strike. And that got challenged by Soderstrom. They thought it was a strike. And is that a strike? Yes, it is. It did clip the very outside edge, so the Aviators win the challenge, and it's a strike to Tanerowicz, and the count's 0-2. O-2 pitch outside, one ball, two strikes. In the ninth for Vegas, they have Capel, Davidson, and Harris coming up. Now a swing and a grounder foul, third base side. Ball goes all the way to the left field corner, and we have to wait while Tyler Wade goes and picks it up, the left fielder. One ball, two strikes to Tanerowicz. Tomioka with a pitch, and it is up high. Two balls, two strikes. Next pitch coming. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with an off-speed pitch. Tanerowicz strikes out, and that does it for the Raiders. No runs, hits, or errors. No one left on base, and we go to the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 10, Las Vegas 4.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 10, Las Vegas 4. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Ryder Ryan, in to work the ninth inning and try to finish this one off. They'll face Connor Capel, Logan Davidson, and Brett Harris. Ryan appearing in his 36th game for Tacoma, 3-2 with a 4.04 ERA. Capel 1-for-3 with a single. Ryan comes set. Here's his first pitch of the night. And it is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Ryan recently made his major league debut. 0-1 pitch is in at the knees for a strike. Oh, and two down. And a swing and a foul back. Still no balls, two strikes. And this one is inside for a ball, 1-2. Time called and stepping out of the batter's box for a moment is Capel. Ryan trying to put him away now. Here comes his 1-2 pitch. And it swung on, hit in the air towards left. Going back, Shiner towards the track. He makes the catch, and there is the first out. In the top of the ninth inning, Capel flies out to Jake Shiner in left field. And now Logan Davidson will be the batter. Davidson's 0-for-3 so far. Rainiers lead 10-4 in the ninth. Just 7 hits for the Rainiers. Now the pitch is hit in the air to center, and Haggerty has to patrol back again, but he's there, and he makes the catch, and there's out number 2. Red Ears are an out away from victory. They're an out away from evening up this series. The batter will be Brett Harris. And the pitch from Ryan is outside for a ball, slider, 1-0 the count. Next pitch in there for a called strike, 1-1. Tomorrow night's game's at 6:05. Adam Aller starts for Tacoma, Spencer Watkins for the Aviators. Now the 1-1 pitch is swung on and grounded towards third. That's fielded by Salvatore. He throws to first for the out, and that's the ball game. And the Raiders win it. 10-4 is the final score. And Tacoma goes to 66-58, 29-20 in second half play. Tied in second place, two games behind Round Rock. Right here's when this one, they had a grand slam. They had three innings in which they sent nine batters to the plate. We'll recap the scoring and have a look at the big league scoreboard in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Right here's win. They beat Vegas 10-4. Big offensive showing today in the runs column. Not necessarily the hits column, just seven hits today, but the Right here's made the most of them, and you know, they've been great at drawing walks all year. The Right here's lead the league in drawing walks, and that was a big factor today as Vegas pitchers walked 11 Tacoma batters, and that was instrumental in the Right here's victory. Tacoma started Logan Allen. Yoel Pozo hit a homer off him in the first inning to make it one zip, but the Right here's took the lead in the second against Joe Boyle, who was making his AAA debut. Hard-throwing righty for the Aviators, retired the first five batters he faced, but then with two outs in the second inning, he walked Robbie Tanerowicz. Pedro Severino singled to right, the first of his three hits today. And then Riley Unroe doubled to the gap in left center field, scoring Tanerowicz and Severino, and Tacoma was ahead 2-1. The inning continued. Mike Salvatore walked on four pitches. Sam Haggerty struck out swinging on a pitch that got away from the catcher for a passed ball, and he reached base, loading him up. And then Zach Deloach drew a walk to force in a run and make it 3-1 Tacoma before the final out was recorded in the second inning. But Vegas immediately regained the lead in the third with one out. Darryl Hernandez grounded a single into left, and then Tyler Wade grounded a single into center. And then Yoel Pozo ripped a three-run homer, his second homer of the game, giving him all four runs batted in, and Vegas was ahead 4-3 in the third. It remained that way for a bit. Still 4-3 Vegas. We went to the bottom of the fifth. Joe Boyle, the starter, was done at that point, and Vegas brought in reliever Garrett Williams to work the fifth inning. He walked the first two hitters he faced, Haggerty and Deloach. Ryan Bliss was up with runners at first and third, and he had a grounder to third base. Haggerty broke home, and they threw him out at the plate for the first out of the inning. That left runners at first and second. Then Trammell flied out for the second out of the inning, advancing a runner to third base. Trammell was oddly ejected on that play without even really getting into an umpire's face. He was just tossed for saying something as he was jogging by, and that kind of threw the Red Ears defense out of whack, but it didn't matter today. because the Rainiers kept scoring. In this situation, there were no runs in and runners at first and third with two outs, but a stolen base by Bliss. He stole second. The throw went into center field, and Deloach ended up scoring when that happened, and the Rainiers were tied 4-4. The inning continued. Shiner walked, third walk of the inning. Vegas brought in Chase Cohen out of the bullpen with runners at first and second, first and third, I should say, and two outs of the inning. Robbie Todorowicz greeted him with a soft single to left field. That brought in Ryan Bliss, and the Rainiers had the lead at that point, 5-4. And then Severino doubled to right field. That scored Shiner, and Tacoma was ahead 6-4. All told, nine men came to the plate in the fifth inning, and three runs crossed the plate. It was still 6-4 Rainiers at the stretch. The Rainiers getting shutout relief from Casey Sadler and Devin Sweet. In the bottom of the seventh, the Rainiers loaded them up. Rob Emery doubled off the left field fence, his first AAA hit. Jake Shiner hit a grounder to short. They tried to catch Emery off of second base. He got back in safely, and Shiner was safe. And then Todorowicz had an infield single to deep shortstop, loading the bases for Pedro Severino. And Severino connected a grand slam to left field. His fourth homer is a Rainier. And all of a sudden, Tacoma was in double figures. It was 10-4. It was the fourth grand slam for the Rainiers this year, the first one since early June. It had been a long time. Pedro Severino with a salami. He finished the game today 3-for-4 with the homer and a double. He had five runs batted in and two runs scored. Huge game for Pedro Severino. Rainiers went on to win it. 10-4 was the final. Final totals for Tacoma, 10 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 8 on base. Vegas scores 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, left 5 on base. Winning pitcher is Logan Allen. He's 3-0. Loss goes to Garrett Williams, 1-1. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 46 minutes, and the attendance was 5,857. With the win, the Rainiers improved to 66-58, 29-20 in the second half. Vegas is now 63-60 overall. They are also 29-20 in the second half. Game 5 of the 6-game series is tomorrow evening at 6.05 p.m. Adam Haller against Spencer Watkins. And we'll begin our pregame show at 5.55 tomorrow evening. Rainiers win at 10-4. Stick around. We'll check the Major League Baseball scoreboard when the Tacoma Rainiers postgame show continues in a minute.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Rainiers win. They beat Vegas 10-4, and it's time for a look at our Major League Baseball scoreboard. We'll start things off with the Mariners game, which is the only game in the big leagues that is not complete at this time. They lead Kansas City 6-5. Mariners batting in the bottom of the eighth inning. The M's have banged out 15 hits in this game. Eugenio Suarez with a two-run single at one point. They led 6-3 going to the seventh, Royals got a couple of runs to make it a one-run game, and it's 6-5 Mariners in the bottom of the eighth. Finals in the American League, Detroit beat Houston 4-1. Walk-off homer by rookie Parker Meadows, his first big league blast, a three-run shot to win the game. It's big for the M's, who are tied with Houston in second place, one game behind Texas. Texas lost their eighth consecutive defeat. Twins beat them 12-2. Twins had a four-run first and a six-run seventh. Lots of run support for Sonny Gray to get the win So the Mariners could be tied in first place if they can hang on and beat the Royals tonight. Yankees knock off Tampa 6-2. Couple of homers for DJ LeMahieu to support Garrett Cole, who struck out 11. The Cleveland Guardians had a homer and three runs batted in from Ramon Laureano, and they beat Toronto 5-2. And Oakland hammered the White Sox 12-4. Nick Allen, the shortstop, four hits, including a homer and a career-high five runs batted in. Zach Neale, PCL mainstay, getting the win for the A's today. In interleague play, Baltimore edged Colorado 5-4. Gunnar Henderson with a go-ahead two-run homer in the eighth. The Dodgers had four hits from Freddie Freeman. Mookie Betts scored two runs in his return to Fenway as the Dodgers beat the Red Sox 7-4. Angels hold off the Mets 3-1. He's no longer pitching this year, but Shohei Ohtani DH'd. He was 1-for-2 with a double and drew three walks as the Angels win in New York. And in National League play, the Nationals of Washington beat the Marlins 7-4, six scoreless innings tossed by their starter, Yoan Adon. The Pirates topple the Cubs 2-1 behind eight scoreless innings from Mitch Keller. Phillies 7, Cardinals 2. Alec Boehm and Kyle Schwarber with homers for the Phillies. Brewers starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff struck out 11 over six strong innings, and Milwaukee beat San Diego 7-3. Atlanta was a 5-1 winner at San Francisco. Spencer Strider striking out 9 over 7 innings, allowed just one run. He got his 15th win, which leads the majors. And Arizona outslugged Cincinnati 10-8 as Jace Peterson tripled twice and drove in three runs. Brandon Vaught with his first major league win for the Diamondbacks. That's your major league scoreboard for today. Here in Tacoma, the Raiders beat Vegas 10-4. We'll be back with more after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
It's the grand finale of our fireworks show here at Cheney Stadium. Friday night fireworks, a tradition here in Tacoma. And tonight they followed a Rainiers win. Tacoma beat Las Vegas 10-4, the final score. Pedro Severino, three hits, a grand slam, five runs batted in. Huge game for the Rainiers catcher as Tacoma made it back-to-back wins. Pulled into a second-place tie in the standings with Las Vegas. And they're two games behind Round Rock as we look at our PCL scoreboard. Round Rock beat Salt Lake today 9-7, snapping a 7-7 tie with a couple of runs in the eighth inning. So Round Rock remaining two games ahead in the second half standings. Albuquerque edged to Oklahoma City 9-8. The Topes have won six in a row, and Albuquerque is four games behind Round Rock. Same for Reno. Reno beat Sugarland 8-2 today. Blowout. Sugarland's really struggling right now, and Reno's had their way with them in that series. Easy win for the Aces tonight. Sacramento 6-3 victor at El Paso this evening. And we'll have details on all those games during tomorrow's broadcast. Always do that. Like to look around the league and get a chance to check out the box scores and see what happened in those contests. So we'll talk about that during tomorrow night's broadcast, which will begin at 6:05. The Raiders and Aviators have two games left in this series, tomorrow and Sunday. The homestand is a long one, though. It continues all through next week with Sugarland arriving in town starting on Tuesday. That's a six-game series with the Astros AAA club. But tomorrow's game, 6:05. We'll start the pregame up at 5:55. Adam Aller goes for the Raiders. Spencer Watkins for Las Vegas. That is tomorrow evening here at Cheney Stadium. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score tonight, Tacoma Red Ears 10, Las Vegas Aviators 4. Have a great rest of your